Yesterday, the Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs led us to consider their report involving the bill about the special prosecutor's office, which was laid, and determined that we shouldn't, as a House, consider it as an agent. The House agreed with them. Equally so, did we consider the report from Finance and Local Government Committee relating to the Zongo Development Fund. And the determination was about the same, that we should give more space to enable the committees charged with the responsibility to have greater and broader stakeholder consultations. Mr. Speaker, that being the case, on behalf of the Attorney General, I want to withdraw the bill that was introduced, seek the leave of the House to withdraw the bill that was introduced by the Attorney General. Mr. Speaker,
we are happy the majority there have seen the wisdom in what we were saying yesterday to have gotten it withdrawn. But we have really wished the ministers that laid it were here to do the withdrawal themselves. Even though I know he could have done it on their behalf, but it would have been best. Because if you look at standard orders, usually it's those who lay it that will have their mandate to withdraw them. But in reference to the majority leader, knowing that this is majority leader and minister for parliamentary affairs, who is struggling to collect the parliamentary building for us, I agree with the second.
Speaker, first of all, I'm not struggling. I've never struggled. And Mr. Speaker, the chief whip, instead of merely supporting that request that I've put before the House, is saying that I have now seen the wisdom. I have wisdom from God who created me. And it's been eternally part of my physical composition. Mr. Speaker, that endowment is from God. It is not a yesterday event.
Very well. The bills, the record shall reflect that the bills that were laid are withdrawn. The two specific bills are the Zongo Development Fund Bill and the Special Prosecutor Bill. They are withdrawn.